You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Books are being written and specialists are giving lectures on how parents should raise their children. If you want to know how to begin giving your children the very best, stay tuned.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Several years ago, a young man who graduated from high school wanted to attend a Christian college to study to become a preacher of the gospel. His parents disagreed. They thought he should consider a profession which had more prestige and one where he could make more money. Finally, the son gave in to his parents' wishes. Shortly after beginning his studies at the local university, the young man became very disillusioned. He was not doing what his heart desired. As a result, he began to skip classes and to lead an aimless life involving himself with drugs, alcohol, and illicit sex. When his mother learned what was happening, she was grief-stricken. She realized in her heart what she had done, and her grief was more than she could bear. Out of desperation, she then tried to enroll her son in a Christian college without success. This woman is not alone. Many parents try hard and even endure great sacrifices for their cherished offspring. But in spite of their sincerity, their children sometimes end up as disappointments, social outcasts, and in some cases even criminals. If you are a parent today with the haunting fear that your child may someday become a victim of the pressures and temptations of society, don't despair. To begin with, feel no obligation to lavish your children with money or material goods. Rather, by the strength and the power that God is offering you, decide today that you will give your children the very best. Of course, this will not be easy. There are many family planners and other specialists writing books, leading seminars, and making television appearances in their attempt to convince parents of how to raise their children. Before you decide how you are going to raise your children, be sure to listen to the loving words of Jesus as he says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Very few people would disagree that in a society of mounting social pressures, where even adults struggle to cope with life, children certainly need all the help and strength available to them. More than anything else, they need strength to face each new day. They need more than just a room of their own, decorated with posters, souvenirs, and autographs of current music celebrities. They need more than a gift each time their parents return from a trip. They need more than just enough spending money so that they can be part of the in crowd in their school. They need more than their own car or even their own bank account. Yes, young people from newborn babes to college students need the love and the strength offered to them by their gracious Savior. They need the washing of regeneration commanded by the Lord when He said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Oh, that all parents would see holy baptism as a means of divine grace, as the Bible so powerfully declares when it says, "Baptism does also now save us." The appeal at this hour is the same as that in the early church. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. If you are a parent, follow the example of the jailer of Philippi. Think of your entire family. Paul and Silas proclaimed the beautiful gospel to the anxious jailer. They proclaimed, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." As a result of this Spirit-empowered preaching, the Bible states that immediately the jailer and all of his family were baptized. We must never forget, man himself has not devised the rite of baptism. Our Lord Himself instituted holy baptism. He also requires it of all who know His grace. And so may I plead with all of you, young and old, who have never received this strengthening sacrament, to obey the Savior's call. Examine your life before your holy, righteous, and loving God. Admit to your Lord today that you are a helpless sinner, and then be baptized to wash away your sins. Those of you who are parents, be sure not to withhold the powerful sacrament of holy baptism from the children you so dearly love. Don't let anything, including your apathy or even your doubt of the cleansing power of this divinely ordained act of grace, stand in the way of your children's baptism. And after your children are baptized, don't prevent God from loving them through you. Baptism is not the end. It is only the beginning. Every day, train them up in the Holy Scriptures. You yourself must be a living demonstration of the gospel through your life of repentance, forgiveness, and love. Assure their tender hearts that whatsoever things they desire, when they pray believing, they will receive them. Assure them also of the love of God each day. Take time out of your demanding schedule to read faith-creating and faith-strengthening Bible stories to your children. Always stress those sections of the Holy Scriptures which describe how Jesus blessed the little children and how these little ones sang praises to their Lord. As you do this, as you expose the sin-defeating Savior to the trusting hearts of your children, God the Holy Spirit will create and strengthen a living faith in their heart. As you explain from the Bible how Jesus was born in Bethlehem, how He performed faith-creating miracles, and how He died on the cross, and then how He triumphantly rose from the dead, within the heart of your child will flourish a doubt-resistant and saving faith. As taught clearly in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, Jesus will dwell within your child by faith. Imagine! He, Jesus, who disarmed the powers and authorities, and He, Jesus, who made a public spectacle of them by triumphing over them by the cross, this same person, this same Jesus, will dwell within you and within your children by faith. In a nationwide survey of high school juniors and seniors who were listed in Who's Who of American High School Students, more than half said that their religious beliefs played an important role in their moral standards and actions. How important this is in a day when children under the age of 18 make up 23% of all those arrested for drug abuse violations. 33% of those arrested for possessing stolen property are under the age of 18. 43% of all arrested for larceny and theft are under the age of 18, 52% of those arrested for burglary, and 53% of all those arrested for motor vehicle theft are also under the age of 18. I know it is easy and convenient to blame and condemn young people, but in most situations, the blame rests primarily on the parents. Speaking to a national women's group, Juvenile Court Judge Carl Guernsey stated that the main reason for juvenile crime is the declining quality of family life. Who can count the number of children whose lives have been damaged and even totally ruined by the loveless homes and the senseless and shameful divorce of their parents? How blessed are those children who know their Savior in spite of the fact that society is pressing down upon them, tempting them, and even in some cases, their own family has been broken. In spite of all these things going against them, by faith and consolation offered by God the Holy Spirit, these children will be able to victoriously say with the psalmist, "When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Several years ago, newspapers carried the story of a 14-year-old Florida boy who broke into his school and vandalized it. Of course, this could have been just one more incident among thousands of school vandalism cases that take place across the United States and Canada each year and which cost millions of dollars. But this case was dramatically different. Immediately after the police arrived on the scene, so also did the boy's father. The father stated to the school principal, "I take total responsibility. His sin is my sin. His punishment is my punishment." This story indeed seems so unfair. Most people would expect and even call for the guilty son and not the innocent father to be punished. But even though it seems so unfair, this is precisely what God has done for you and me and all people. We have been the guilty son. Our Heavenly Father has intervened. He has mercifully interceded and paid the price by giving up His only Son. You know as well as I do that we have not lived the life God expects of us. Just think back of the past days and weeks of how you have treated your children, your parents, or your spouse. Think back for a minute of past sins you feel so embarrassed about, sins you know are so ugly you don't want to discuss them with anyone. Reflect for just a moment on your evil thoughts and your anger. God considers each one of these as a serious offense. Many of these sins have either physically hurt or damaged the reputation of other individuals. In spite of the offenses you and I have caused, the harm and damage we have done, God still loves us. In spite of the sinner you have been, God still loves you. The Bible powerfully declares, "But God demonstrates His love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Again, the Bible graciously proclaims, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." How incredible! God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God. This basic and fundamental doctrine of the Bible is so important that I would like to repeat it for you. Please listen closely. Whether you spend eternity in heaven or in hell depends on this. Jesus was totally innocent, but out of love for you, God the Father has declared Him guilty. Not you, but He has declared Jesus, His Son, guilty. Jesus has taken your sin and guilt. When you believe this, God declares you totally forgiven and totally innocent. Just think of that. When Jesus died on the cross, He paid for all your sins, and these sin-atoning merits which were earned by Jesus on the cross are available for you today. They are available to you and to your entire family. Let us always remember that as the Bible speaks clearly on forgiveness, hope, and salvation, little children are never excluded, They are always included. If you are a concerned parent who wants to give your child their very best, make sure your children are taught the beautiful living Word of God and are baptized. Listen to the promise of the Bible as it speaks of the blessings available to you and your children through baptism. In 1 Peter chapter 3, we read, God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through the waters. The Bible continues by saying, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. And finally, let the Bible speak good words of hope to your heart today as it continues to say, it, that is baptism, saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. No, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In recent years, many young people, including those from wealthy families, have been disillusioned and depressed. Many have defiantly rebelled against their parents and society in general. In despair, some have even ended their own life. We must understand what a tremendous shock it is for young people who are raised in affluent homes, unknown to previous generations, and young people who are brought up to believe that things were going to become better and easier, to then suddenly learn about what life is all about. Frustration, rebellion, disappointment, and sometimes even total despair are inevitable. You can help your child avoid these potentially disastrous experiences. Teach them early what humanity and what life is all about. Let them know it is not going to be all peaches and cream. Let them understand that out of the heart of man proceeds evil thoughts, evil intentions, greed, selfishness, and lovelessness. Lovingly teach them how God's beauty of creation was ruined by sin. Let them know that by one man sin entered into the world. Each generation inherits this evil nature. Help your children to understand that they are also part of it. But then let them also know that by one man, the one who paid the price for the sins of everyone, by Jesus, they can be made righteous in the sight of God. Let them know that faith in Jesus Christ can change an evil heart to one of love and service to others. Let them also know by your example that the Lord promises strength and power to all who follow Him. You and your children, living with Jesus and receiving His power, can be a bright and shining candle in a world of absolute darkness. And so today, may I plead with you, if you as parents sincerely desire to give your children the very best, you must first seek the guidance of the Lord. Seek Him through diligent Bible study and persistent prayer. Begin this very moment. Even if you feel you have failed, and feel that it is too late, and that you can no longer help your children, don't be discouraged. God can still use you. He can work through your selfless concern, your forgiveness, and your loving and open demonstration of your own Christ-centered convictions. Things may not happen as quickly as you would prefer. But please be patient. Have faith. Let your heart be assured that the Lord always works things out in His own time and in His own way. In a day when pressures and temptations on children as well as adults are greater than ever before, and in a time in history when families are being subjected to the most vicious attacks of Satan, may you as parents be led by the power of God to say, like Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Give your family the very best. Do it by leading them in repentance. Make sure your entire family is baptized. Pray, study the Bible, and attend worship together. Give your family the truth. Give your family the real and everlasting life. Give your family Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by thy power, strengthen and encourage all parents in their task. Help them to understand that the best they can give their family is the true and saving knowledge of thee through thy living word and life-giving sacraments. And to those parents, O Lord, who are in despair through feelings of failure, encourage them. Wrap your arms of love around them this moment. Give them hope and strengthen them. Let them know that thou art with them and that thou wilt give them strength and guidance to raise their children. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray. Amen.